Kill the weakness inside you. Destroy your weakness and unleash your true power. Introduction. There is a battle raging inside you right now. A war between the person you are and the person you're meant to be. One side is strong, disciplined, and unstoppable. The version of you that is fearless, relentless, and capable of achieving greatness. The other is weak, filled with doubt, hesitation, and the constant craving for comfort. Which one will win? Every excuse you make, every time you procrastinate, every moment you let fear dictate your actions, you feed your weakness. It whispers that you are not ready, that you're not good enough, that it's okay to stay the same, and if you let it, it will consume you. But not today. Today, you declare war. Today, you silence that voice. Today, you kill the weakness inside you and awaken the force that refuses to break. No more fear of failure, no more excuses, no more waiting for the perfect moment. This is your moment. This is your transformation. Weakness dies today. Strength is your new identity. Chapter 1. Face the truth. Expose the weakness inside you. Weakness is not something that appears suddenly. It grows quietly, hidden in the corners of your mind, feeding on your fears, doubts, and excuses. It disguises itself in the little voice that tells you, "I'll do it later," or "I'm not ready yet." It makes you believe that you need more time, more resources, or the right moment to take action. But the truth is, the more you delay, the stronger your weakness becomes. Procrastination, hesitation, and indecision are its weapons, keeping you trapped in a cycle of inaction. The only way to defeat this invisible enemy is to drag it into the light and see it for what it really is, a collection of habits, patterns, and beliefs that you have accepted over time. It is not a permanent part of you. It is something you have allowed to take root. And just as it was built through repetition, it can be destroyed through conscious effort. Take a hard look at your life. Identify the areas where weakness has control over you. Maybe it's the excuses you make when things get hard, the fear of failure that stops you from trying, or the lack of self-discipline that prevents you from achieving your goals. Be brutally honest with yourself. Avoiding the truth only gives your weakness more power. Understand this. Weakness is not your identity. It's your habit. You were not born weak, and you are not destined to stay weak. The first step to destroying weakness is admitting that it exists. Instead of blaming circumstances, other people, or bad luck, take full responsibility for your life. Own your choices, your mistakes, and your shortcomings. Once you accept that you are the only one in control, you take away your weakness's power over you. Facing the truth is painful, but it is also the beginning of your transformation. Weakness only survives in the darkness of denial. The moment you acknowledge it, you begin to take back control. And when you take control, you are no longer weak. You are on the path to strength. Chapter 2. Burn the bridges. Eliminate all escape routes. Weakness thrives when there is a way out, when you leave doors open that allow you to retreat when things get tough. It whispers, "If this doesn't work, I'll try something else later," or "I can always go back to my old ways." This mindset keeps you trapped in mediocrity because it gives you permission to quit when challenges arise. If you want to destroy weakness and build true strength, you must eliminate all escape routes. You must commit so deeply to your goals that turning back is no longer an option. Think about the moments in your life when you have failed to follow through. Was it because you lacked ability, or was it because you gave yourself an excuse to stop? Most people fail not because they are incapable, but because they allow weakness to convince them that quitting is acceptable. The secret to greatness is not superior talent. It is unwavering commitment. To burn the bridges behind you means making success your only option. It means telling yourself, No matter how hard this gets, I am not backing down. Imagine stepping onto a battlefield and setting fire to every path that leads back home. The only way forward is victory. Failure is not even an option. This is the mindset you must develop if you want to reach your full potential. In practical terms, this means removing anything that allows you to escape responsibility. Stop saying, "I'll start tomorrow." Stop looking for backup plans that keep you comfortable. If you want to build a strong body, commit to training even when you don't feel like it. If you want to build a strong mind, eliminate distractions that steal your focus. If you want to achieve success, stop surrounding yourself with people who encourage your bad habits, make quitting impossible. This kind of commitment may seem extreme, but that's because success is not for the weak-hearted. The truth is, most people will never reach their goals because they never truly commit. They always leave themselves an exit, a way to avoid discomfort, to make excuses, to quit when things get difficult. But when you decide that failure is not an option, when you tell yourself, "I will do whatever it takes," you become unstoppable. Burn the bridges behind you. Remove every excuse. Commit fully. Because when success is your only choice, weakness has nowhere to survive. Chapter 3. Train like a warrior. Build relentless discipline. Weakness is defeated through discipline, and discipline is forged in the fire of consistency. The reason most people remain stuck in cycles of failure is not because they lack talent or intelligence. It's because they lack the willpower to stay committed when motivation fades. They give up the moment things become uncomfortable. If you want to destroy weakness, you must train yourself like a warrior, embracing discomfort as a necessary part of growth. Think about this. Every time you choose comfort over effort, your weakness grows stronger. Every time you hit snooze instead of getting up, every time you skip a workout, every time you procrastinate, you are reinforcing the habit of failure. On the other hand, every time you push through resistance, whether it's physical pain, mental fatigue, or emotional struggle, you strengthen the part of you that refuses to quit. Discipline is not about feeling ready, it's about acting despite how you feel. You will never feel like waking up early. You will never feel like pushing past exhaustion. You will never feel like doing the hard things required for success. But success does not care about your feelings. Warriors train when they don't feel like it. They show up every day, no matter what. This is the mindset you must develop if you want to kill the weakness inside you. To build relentless discipline, start by eliminating choices that allow for laziness. Create non-negotiable rules for yourself. If you say you will wake up at 5 a.m., then wake up. No excuses. If you say you will work out every day, then do it, even when you're tired. If you commit to improving yourself, then stick to it, even when progress feels slow. Make your actions stronger than your emotions. There will be days when your mind begs you to take it easy, to relax, to give yourself a break. These are the moments that define you. Winners push through when others give up. They do what must be done, whether they feel like it or not. This is how you develop a mindset of steel, by proving to yourself over and over again that you are stronger than your weakness. Discipline is your weapon. Train like a warrior. Destroy your excuses, silence your doubts, show up every day and do the work. Because when you make discipline a way of life, weakness has nowhere to hide. Chapter 4. Silence the mind, control your inner dialogue. The greatest battle you will ever fight is the one inside your own mind. Weakness does not start in your actions, it starts in your thoughts. The voice in your head that tells you, "I can't do this," or "I'm not strong enough," or "it's too hard," is your greatest enemy. If you do not control this voice, it will control you. And if you let it control you, it will keep you weak, fearful, and stuck. Understand this. Your mind believes what you tell it. If you constantly repeat negative thoughts, you are programming yourself to fail before you even begin. Every excuse, every moment of hesitation, every doubt you entertain is a seed planted in your subconscious, growing into a belief that will shape your reality. If you tell yourself you are weak, you will act weak. If you tell yourself you are not good enough, you will prove yourself right. But just as negative thoughts can weaken you, positive thoughts can make you unstoppable. To destroy weakness, you must reprogram your mind. This starts with awareness. Pay attention to the words you say to yourself. Every time you catch yourself thinking, "I can't," stop immediately and replace it with, "I will." Instead of saying, "I am tired," tell yourself, "I have the strength to keep going." Instead of, "I am not good enough," say, "I will become better every day." Your words shape your actions, and your actions shape your destiny. One of the most powerful ways to silence the weak voice inside you is through self-talk and affirmations. Every morning, remind yourself of who you are becoming. "I am disciplined. I am unstoppable. I do not quit. I control my mind." Say it out loud. Say it with conviction. When weakness tries to creep back in, drown it out with strength. But words alone are not enough. You must prove them with action. Every time you do something hard, something uncomfortable, something that pushes you beyond your limits, you are reinforcing a new belief that you are strong, that you are capable, that you are in control. The more you take action, the louder your warrior mindset becomes, and the weaker the voice of self-doubt gets. Weakness survives in a mind full of negativity and doubt. But when you take control of your thoughts, when you choose strength over fear, when you refuse to listen to the lies that hold you back, weakness has no place to exist. From this moment on, you are the master of your mind. Speak strength, think strength, and become unstoppable. Chapter 5. Enter the fire. Seek challenges instead of comfort. Most people spend their lives running from discomfort, avoiding struggle, and seeking the easiest path. They believe that life should be smooth, that pain should be avoided, and that success should come without suffering. But this mindset is a trap. It is the very thing that keeps people weak, fragile, and unprepared for the real battles of life. If you want to destroy the weakness inside you, you must do the opposite of what the average person does. You must seek out challenges instead of avoiding them. Think about the strongest, most powerful individuals in history, warriors, leaders, innovators. None of them became great by staying comfortable. They grew because they stepped into the fire of difficulty and embraced hardship as a tool for transformation. Struggle is not your enemy. It is your greatest ally. It is the thing that sharpens your mind, strengthens your body, and hardens your spirit. Most people avoid the fire because it burns, because it hurts, because it tests them in ways they are not prepared for. But the truth is, fire does not destroy the strong. It forges them. When gold is placed in the fire, the impurities are burned away, leaving behind something pure, something valuable, something unbreakable. The same is true for you. Every challenge, every hardship, every painful experience has the potential to purify you, to strip away your weakness, and to reveal the strongest version of yourself, but only if you choose to face it. So how do you do this? You stop running. You stop looking for the easy way out. You stop making excuses for why you can't push harder. Instead, you seek out the things that scare you, the things that make you uncomfortable, the things that force you to grow. If you are afraid of public speaking, you force yourself to speak. If you are weak physically, you train your body relentlessly. If you struggle with discipline, you put yourself in situations where you are forced to stay accountable. Make struggle your training ground. When you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, "How can I challenge myself today?" Instead of avoiding discomfort, run toward it. Seek out situations that make you sweat, that make you uncomfortable, that push you to your limits. Because every time you do something hard, every time you endure something painful, every time you step into the fire, instead of running from it, you are killing the weakness inside you. But here's the catch. This is not a one-time battle. You don't enter the fire once and come out transformed forever. No, this is a daily war. Every single day you will be faced with a choice: to grow or to stay the same, to push forward or to retreat, to embrace discomfort or to seek comfort. The weak will always choose comfort. The strong will always choose growth. And the difference between them is not talent or luck. It is a decision. The fire will test you. It will burn away your excuses. It will strip you of your illusions. It will force you to look at yourself in the rawest, most honest way possible. And when you come out on the other side, you will not be the same. You will be stronger, you will be sharper, you will be unstoppable. So ask yourself right now, are you willing to step into the fire? Are you willing to face discomfort, pain, and struggle so that you can become the strongest version of yourself? Because the truth is, the fire is waiting. The only question is, will you walk into it or will you run? Chapter 6. Kill the old you. Reinvent yourself every day. The person you were yesterday is the person responsible for your current reality. Every bad habit, every excuse, every moment of weakness has shaped who you are today. If you want to become stronger, if you want to achieve your full potential, then you must do what most people are too afraid to do. You must kill the old version of yourself and step into a new identity. Most people are trapped in their past. They hold on to old failures, old habits, and old stories about who they are. They say things like, "I've always been this way," or "I've never been good at that," or "This is just who I am." These are the words of someone chained to their own weakness. But here's the truth. Who you were yesterday does not have to define who you are today. Every single day you have a choice: to wake up and be the same person you were, or to destroy that version of yourself and build something better. Reinvention is not something that happens once. It is not a single event where you decide to change and suddenly everything is different. Reinvention is a daily process. It is the willingness to wake up every morning and ask yourself, "What part of me needs to die today so I can grow stronger?" Start with your habits. Look at your daily actions. What are you doing that is keeping you weak? Are you wasting time scrolling on your phone instead of working on your goals? Are you making excuses instead of taking action? Are you surrounding yourself with people who drain your energy instead of push you forward? Identify the patterns that are keeping you trapped in your old self and eliminate them without mercy. Next, focus on your mindset. The old you believed in limitations. The old you made excuses. The old you doubted yourself. That version of you must die. Every time you catch yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or "I'm not strong enough," you need to immediately replace it with a stronger belief. Tell yourself, "I am getting better every day," or "I refuse to quit," or "I am no longer the person I was yesterday." Train your mind to reject weakness the moment it appears. Then take action. The fastest way to kill the old you is through action. Stop waiting to feel ready. Stop waiting for motivation. The old you waited. The new you moves. The old you was scared. The new you acts despite fear. The old you hesitated. The new you does not hesitate. The more you take bold, decisive action, the faster you will separate yourself from who you used to be. But be warned. The old you will try to come back. It will whisper in your ear, telling you to take it easy, to go back to your comfort zone, to fall into old habits. Do not listen. The only way to make your transformation permanent is to kill the old you every single day. This is the price of growth. It is not easy. It requires discipline, commitment, and an unshakable belief that you are capable of becoming something greater. But the reward, a life of strength, power, and purpose. No more regrets, no more wasted time, no more weakness. So ask yourself right now, are you ready to kill the old you? Are you ready to burn away everything that no longer serves you? Are you ready to reinvent yourself into the strongest, most powerful version of who you were meant to be? Because if the answer is yes, then today is the last day you will ever be the person you used to be. Say goodbye to the old you, step forward into your new identity, and never look back. Chapter 7. Never retreat, make strength your new identity. The battle against weakness does not end. You do not wake up one day suddenly strong, suddenly unbreakable, and suddenly free from doubt. Number strength is not something you achieve, it is something you maintain. Weakness is always waiting, lurking in the shadows, ready to pull you back the moment you lower your guard. That is why the fight never stops. That is why you must make strength your new identity. Most people treat strength like a temporary state. They push themselves for a few weeks, a few months, but the moment life gets hard, they retreat. They tell themselves they've done enough, that they deserve a break, that they can afford to slow down. But what they don't realize is that the moment you stop pushing forward, you start falling backward. There is no standing still in life. You are either growing or you are decaying. You are either moving toward your strongest self or you are slipping back into weakness. This is why you must make strength who you are, not just something you do. It must become your way of life, your default setting, your natural response to every challenge that comes your way. When things get tough, you do not break. You adapt and keep going. When you feel tired, you do not stop. You dig deeper and find more energy. When fear tries to hold you back, you do not hesitate. You step forward with absolute certainty. Making strength your identity means eliminating all traces of weakness from your mind, your habits, and your environment. You stop entertaining negative thoughts. You stop surrounding yourself with people who drain your energy. You stop allowing laziness, doubt, and hesitation to have a place in your life. Instead, you build habits that reinforce discipline. You develop routines that keep you focused. You train your mind to operate with absolute resilience. But here's the truth. There will be days when you want to quit. Days when your mind will tell you it's too hard, that you've done enough, that no one would blame you if you slowed down. These are the days that separate the strong from the weak. What you do on the hard days is what defines you. The weak retreat. The strong refuse to break. When you feel like quitting, remind yourself why you started. Remind yourself of the times you felt powerless, of the times you let fear control you, of the times you gave up and regretted it. You are not that person anymore. That version of you is dead. The person you are now does not quit. The person you are now does not retreat. The person you are now keeps pushing forward, no matter how hard it gets. And what happens when you commit to this mindset? You become unshakable. You become the kind of person who can walk through storms and come out stronger. The kind of person who does not fear failure, because you know failure is just another step toward mastery. The kind of person who never looks back, never doubts, never surrenders. Strength is not about what you do occasionally. It is about what you do every day. It is the way you think, the way you act, the way you approach life. It is the standard you hold yourself to, no matter what happens. So from this moment forward, make the decision. Weakness is no longer an option. Quitting is no longer an option. You are strong, not just today, not just this week, but for the rest of your life. No more hesitation, no more excuses, no more weakness. You will never retreat. You will never go back to the person you used to be. This is who you are now. Relentless, unstoppable, unbreakable. Chapter 9. Conquer your fears. Turn fear into power. Fear is the ultimate weapon of weakness. It is the invisible chain that keeps people stuck, preventing them from stepping into their full potential. It whispers doubts, fuels hesitation, and creates imaginary barriers that stop you before you even start. But fear is not real. It is only a shadow, a projection of your mind. And just like any shadow, it disappears the moment you step into the light. If you want to destroy weakness, you must stop running from fear and start using it as fuel. Most people let fear control them. They fear failure, so they never take risks. They fear rejection, so they never put themselves out there. They fear discomfort, so they stay in their comfort zone, never growing, never evolving. They convince themselves that avoiding fear keeps them safe, but in reality, it keeps them weak. The strongest people in the world are not fearless. They are those who feel fear and move forward anyway. They have learned that fear is not a stop sign. It is a signal that they are stepping outside of their limits. And that is exactly where growth happens. Every time you face fear and push through it, you become stronger. Every time you avoid fear, you give weakness more power over you. Think about the things you have been avoiding because of fear. Maybe it's starting something new. Maybe it's speaking up for yourself. Maybe it's pushing your body beyond its limits. Whatever it is, ask yourself this. What has fear stolen from you? How many opportunities have you missed? How much time have you wasted trapped in hesitation? How many times have you told yourself, "I'll do it later," only to realize later never comes? Now ask yourself another question. What if fear is a lie? What if everything you're afraid of is just a test? What if on the other side of fear is the life you've always wanted? Because the truth is, it is. The person you want to become, the strength you want to build, the power you want to develop, it is all on the other side of fear. But you will never reach it if you keep running. So how do you conquer fear? By stepping directly into it. Whatever scares you, do it. If you fear failure, start failing. Fail fast, fail often, and fail forward. If you fear rejection, put yourself in situations where rejection is possible. If you fear discomfort, train yourself to endure pain and uncertainty. Fear only has power if you avoid it. The moment you confront it, it starts to die. But here's the secret. You must do this every day. Facing fear once is not enough. Weakness will always try to return, and fear will always try to creep back in. That is why you must develop the habit of attacking fear head on. Wake up every day and ask yourself, "What fear can I destroy today?" Make it a mission. Make it a game. Get addicted to pushing past your limits, to doing the things that once terrified you. Over time, you will notice something incredible. Fear will lose its grip on you. The things that once made you nervous will become easy. The situations that once triggered self-doubt will become effortless. You will no longer be controlled by hesitation or uncertainty. You will walk through life with the confidence of someone who has conquered their mind. And that is the ultimate freedom. The freedom to live without limits, without hesitation, without weakness. So today, make a decision. Fear will not control you anymore. Weakness will not control you anymore. From this moment forward, fear is no longer your enemy. It is your tool. You will use it, you will master it, and you will become unstoppable. No more running, no more waiting, no more excuses. It is time to conquer your fears and step into your true power. Chapter 10. Dominate life. Take absolute control over your destiny. Weakness thrives in people who drift through life without direction, without purpose, without control. It feeds on hesitation, excuses, and a victim mentality. But those who destroy weakness, those who become truly unstoppable, are the ones who take absolute control over their destiny. They refuse to let circumstances, other people, or even their own doubts dictate their future. They dominate life rather than letting life dominate them. Most people live passively. They wait for things to change. They hope for better opportunities. They blame their environment, their past, or bad luck for their failures. They tell themselves, one day, things will be different. But the truth is, nothing changes until you decide to change. No one is coming to save you. No one is going to hand you the life you want. If you want power, success, strength, and freedom, you must take full responsibility and seize it for yourself. What does it mean to dominate life? It means waking up every day with intention. It means having a clear vision of who you want to become and making every decision align with that vision. It means refusing to let distractions, setbacks, or temporary failures throw you off course. Weakness wants you to be reactive, to drift, to live on autopilot. Strength demands that you be proactive, focused, and in full control of your mind and actions. To dominate life, you must first eliminate the victim mindset. Stop blaming external forces for where you are. Stop saying, I can't because of my past. Stop saying, I don't have the resources. Stop saying, it's not my fault. None of that matters. What matters is what you do from this moment forward. The people who achieve greatness are not the ones who had the easiest path. They are the ones who refuse to let obstacles define them. Next, create unshakable discipline. You must structure your life in a way that guarantees progress. Set goals. Build routines that reinforce your strength. Hold yourself to a higher standard. No more sleeping in, no more wasted time, no more half efforts. If you truly want to dominate life, you must show up every day like it is a battlefield, ready to conquer, ready to win, ready to push beyond limits. Then, develop a mindset of absolute control. This means that no matter what happens, no matter how hard things get, no matter how many setbacks you face, you never lose control over yourself. Your emotions do not dictate your actions. Your circumstances do not dictate your effort. You remain calm, focused, and unstoppable, no matter what life throws at you. Weakness reacts. Strength decides. Finally, commit to growth for life. There is no finish line. There is no moment where you arrive. Domination is a lifelong process. The second you stop pushing, you start slipping. The second you get comfortable, you get weak. The most powerful people in the world never stop learning, never stop training, never stop evolving. They are relentless in their pursuit of mastery. And that is what you must become. So ask yourself, are you ready to take full control of your destiny? Are you ready to stop waiting, stop hoping, stop hesitating, and start acting? Because the truth is, life belongs to those who seize it with both hands. It belongs to those who are willing to do what others won't. It belongs to those who refuse to be weak, refuse to make excuses, and refuse to settle for anything less than greatness. No more drifting, no more reacting, no more waiting. From this moment forward, you dominate. You control your fate. You take what is yours. This is your life. Own it. Control it. Dominate it. Chapter 11. Build an unbreakable spirit. Never bow to hardship. Life will test you. It will push you, break you, and throw obstacles in your path when you least expect it. There will be days when everything feels impossible, when every step forward feels like a battle, when you question whether you have the strength to keep going. This is where most people give up. This is where the weak break. But if you want to become truly powerful, if you want to destroy the weakness inside you, You must build an unbreakable spirit. You must become the kind of person who never bows to hardship, who never lets pain or difficulty define them. What does it mean to have an unbreakable spirit? It means that no matter how hard life hits you, you refuse to stay down. It means that failure does not stop you. It only makes you hungrier. It means that when you feel pain, when you feel exhaustion, when you feel the weight of the world crushing down on you, you keep going anyway. Most people crumble under pressure. They experience failure and they convince themselves that they are not meant to succeed. They go through hard times and they use it as an excuse to quit. But here's the truth. Pain is temporary, but quitting lasts forever. Every challenge, every struggle, every hardship is an opportunity to prove your strength. Every time you push through something that should have broken you, you become more powerful than before. Think of the greatest warriors, the strongest minds, the most successful people in history. None of them had an easy path. They suffered. They failed. They endured pain that would have destroyed the average person. But instead of breaking, they used their struggles to forge themselves into something unstoppable. They became unbreakable, not because they were born that way, but because they refused to let life defeat them. So how do you build an unbreakable spirit? You embrace hardship instead of running from it. When things get tough, instead of backing down, you lean in. Instead of saying, "Why is this happening to me?" you say, "Good. This is my chance to grow. Every difficulty is a test, and every test is an opportunity to strengthen yourself." Next, you train yourself to endure pain. Most people avoid discomfort, but you must learn to welcome it. Whether it's physical pain, mental stress, or emotional struggle, you must teach yourself to keep going, even when every part of you wants to stop. Push yourself harder in your workouts. Stay disciplined even when you're tired. Show up even when you don't feel like it. The more you expose yourself to hardship, the less it will affect you. Then, develop the mindset that nothing can break you. Tell yourself every day, "I do not quit. I do not break. No matter what happens, I keep moving forward." Make this your identity. Make it so ingrained in your mind that giving up is never an option. When you face setbacks, remind yourself, "This is just another step in my journey. I will not stop. I will not surrender." And finally, stop fearing failure. Failure is not the opposite of success. It is part of the process. Every time you fail, you are being given a lesson, a chance to improve, a chance to come back stronger. The weak see failure as a reason to stop. The strong see failure as a reason to push harder. Choose strength. Choose resilience. Choose to rise every time you fall. Because in the end, there are only two types of people: those who let hardship break them and those who use hardship to become unbreakable. Which one will you be? Decide now. Because once you make the choice to build an unbreakable spirit, nothing in this world, no failure, no setback, no pain, will ever stop you again. You are stronger than you think. You are tougher than you realize. You do not break. You do not quit. You do not surrender. From this moment forward, you are unbreakable. Chapter 12. Embrace the struggle. Find power in pain. Struggle is not something to avoid, it is something to embrace. Weakness tells you that struggle is a curse, that pain is a punishment, that hardship is something unfair. But strength sees it differently. Strength understands that struggle is the path to power. Every hardship you endure, every challenge you overcome, every ounce of pain you experience is making you stronger. Struggle is not your enemy. Struggle is your greatest teacher. Most people spend their entire lives running from discomfort. They avoid pain at all costs. They want growth without suffering, success without sacrifice, strength without resistance. But the reality is, nothing great is built without struggle. A warrior does not become strong by living in comfort. A champion does not rise by avoiding difficulty. The strongest people in history are the ones who have suffered the most and use that suffering as fuel. Think about it. Every time you have faced pain, you had a choice. You could let it break you, or you could let it build you. The weak collapse under pressure. They let pain make them bitter, they complain, they blame the world. But the strong turn their pain into power. They use every setback as motivation, every failure as a lesson, every hardship as a chance to prove their strength. The truth is, there is no escaping struggle. Life will test you no matter what. No matter how careful you are, no matter how much you try to control things, there will be challenges, setbacks, and pain. But here's the difference. You can either let struggle control you, or you can take control of it. You can either let pain defeat you, or you can use it to become unstoppable. The people who achieve the greatest success, the greatest strength, the greatest transformation, are the ones who learn to love the struggle. They do not just tolerate it, they seek it. They understand that every difficult moment is an opportunity to grow. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" they ask, "What is this teaching me?" Instead of thinking, "I can't handle this," they think, "This is making me stronger." Pain is the ultimate test. It will show you who you really are. When things get tough, will you break or will you rise? When life knocks you down, will you stay down or will you stand back up? Every struggle is a moment of truth. And the people who embrace that truth, the people who refuse to be victims, who refuse to be weak, who refuse to back down, those are the people who become unstoppable. One of the biggest mistakes people make is thinking that struggle is a sign that they are failing. But struggle is not failure. It is proof that you are growing. If you are struggling, it means you are pushing beyond your limits. It means you are stepping into something greater than what you were before. If your life is easy, if you never feel challenged, if you never feel discomfort, that is when you should be worried. Because that means you are not growing. That means you are stuck. That means weakness is winning. So from this moment forward, change the way you see struggle. When things get hard, smile. When pain comes, welcome it. When you feel exhausted, frustrated, overwhelmed, use it. Let it remind you that you are in the process of transformation. Let it fuel you. Let it sharpen you. Let it forge you into something stronger than you ever thought possible. Because one day, you will look back at the pain you went through, and you will realize something powerful. It did not break you. It built you. The struggles you once feared became the foundation of your strength. The pain you once ran from became the fire that forged your unshakable will. The challenges you once hated became the lessons that turned you into something unstoppable. So stop running, stop avoiding, stop wishing things were easier. Instead, make yourself stronger. Make yourself the kind of person who thrives in adversity. Make yourself someone who does not just survive struggle, but dominates it. Because when you learn to embrace the struggle, to find power in pain, to use hardship as a tool for growth, nothing in this world will ever be able to stop you again. Chapter 13. Become ruthless. Cut off everything that makes you weak. Weakness does not disappear on its own. It grows like a disease, feeding on your bad habits, your excuses, and the people who drag you down. If you want to become the strongest version of yourself, if you want to destroy weakness completely, then you must be ruthless. You must cut off everything that is keeping you from reaching your highest potential. No hesitation, no second chances, no apologies. Most people fail to reach their goals because they are too soft. They are too attached to their comforts, too afraid of letting go, too unwilling to make the sacrifices necessary for success. They hold on to bad habits because they convince themselves that they are not that bad. They keep toxic people in their lives because they don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. They make excuses instead of taking action. This is weakness, and weakness must be eliminated without mercy. The strongest people in the world are not afraid to cut away the things that hold them back. They do not let emotions dictate their decisions. They do not allow comfort to keep them stuck. They do not wait for permission to take control of their lives. They identify their weaknesses and destroy them before they have a chance to grow stronger. So take a hard look at your life. What is making you weak? Be brutally honest. Are your habits keeping you weak? Are you waking up late, wasting time on social media, skipping workouts, or making excuses for why you're not improving? Are you surrounding yourself with negative people, people who complain, people who bring no value to your life? Are you feeding yourself with negative thoughts, self-doubt, and limiting beliefs? Whatever is keeping you weak, it must go. Start with your environment. Your environment shapes your mindset. If you are constantly around people who are lazy, undisciplined, and full of excuses, that energy will infect you. If your surroundings are filled with distractions, clutter, and noise, your focus will suffer. Change it. Remove toxic influences. Set up your space for success. Surround yourself with discipline, order, and motivation. Next, eliminate weak habits. Stop hitting snooze. Stop wasting time. Stop feeding your body and mind with garbage. Replace useless habits with habits that build strength. Wake up early, train hard, read, focus on your craft, and stay disciplined in everything you do. The more you remove weak habits, the more room you create for powerful habits to grow. Then, evaluate your relationships. The people in your life are either lifting you up or pulling you down. There is no in-between. If you are surrounded by people who complain, make excuses, or doubt you, they must go. This is not about being cruel. This is about protecting your energy. Strong people surround themselves with other strong people. Find those who push you, challenge you, and inspire you to be better. If you cannot find them, stand alone until you do. Finally, reprogram your mind. Weakness starts in your thoughts before it ever reaches your actions. If you constantly tell yourself that you are not good enough, that you are too tired, that success is too hard, you will stay weak. Destroy these thoughts. Replace them with thoughts of power, thoughts of resilience, thoughts of absolute certainty. Every day remind yourself, I am disciplined. I am unstoppable. I do not tolerate weakness. This process will not be easy. Cutting off weakness means letting go of things that once felt comfortable. It means walking away from people who once felt familiar. It means holding yourself to a brutal standard of excellence, one that most people will never understand. But that is why most people stay weak. That is why most people never reach their full potential. They are too attached to things that are dragging them down. They are too afraid to burn the bridges that lead back to their old, weaker selves. Do not be like them. Be ruthless. Be unapologetic. Remove everything that does not serve your highest purpose. Because the truth is, the stronger you become, the less tolerance you will have for weakness. And when you finally cut off everything that is holding you back, you will realize something powerful. You were never weak. You were just weighed down by things that were never meant to be part of you. Now is the time to let them go. Now is the time to become ruthless. No more excuses. No more distractions. No more weakness. Burn the bridges. Cut the chains. Step into your power. Chapter 14. Relentless Execution. Stop talking. Start doing. Weakness hides in words. It disguises itself in plans, dreams, and empty promises. It thrives in the minds of those who talk about what they will do, but never take action. If you want to destroy weakness completely, you must develop a mindset of relentless execution. No more talking, no more waiting, no more hoping. From this moment forward, you do. Most people love to talk about success. They love to dream about greatness. They tell themselves, "One day I will be successful. One day I will be disciplined. One day I will take action." But one day never comes, because they are addicted to the idea of success rather than the work required to achieve it. They confuse planning with progress, as if thinking about something is the same as doing it. But it is not, and that is why they stay weak. You are different. You do not just think, you move. You do not just plan, you execute. You do not wait for the perfect time. You create the perfect time by acting now. The truth is, success does not reward those who wait. It does not reward those who hesitate. It rewards those who step forward, who take risks, who are willing to fail fast and learn faster. Because action, no matter how small, is always better than inaction. A bad plan executed with force will always outperform a perfect plan that never leaves your mind. So stop waiting. There is nothing to wait for. Stop telling yourself you need more information, more motivation, more certainty. You don't. You already know what you need to do. You already have the tools to start. You already have the power to take the first step. The only thing standing in your way is the false belief that you are not ready. You must develop a bias for action. Every time you have an idea, act on it immediately. Every time you set a goal, take the first step toward it today. When others hesitate, you move. When others doubt, you execute. When others overthink, you take risks. This is what separates the successful from the weak. The weak think, the strong do. Think about how much time you have wasted waiting. How many things have you said you would do, but never actually started? How many opportunities have passed you by because you hesitated? How many times have you let fear, doubt, or laziness keep you from taking action? Now imagine if, instead of waiting, you had acted every single time. How much further ahead would you be? How much stronger, smarter, and more successful would you have become? Every second you wait is a second wasted. Every day you spend overthinking is a day you will never get back. And while you hesitate, someone else is out there putting in the work, making moves, executing relentlessly. They are getting stronger while you are standing still. They are passing you while you are stuck in your own thoughts. They are winning because they refuse to wait. But it is not too late. You can change everything right now. The moment you decide that you will no longer hesitate, that you will no longer wait for motivation, that you will no longer let fear control you, your entire life changes. Because from that moment forward, you will operate with a new principle. Action first. Always. It does not matter if you feel ready. It does not matter if you have doubts. It does not matter if you are afraid. You act anyway. You train anyway. You work anyway. You move forward anyway. No hesitation, no waiting, no excuses. Weakness cannot survive in a mind that is wired for relentless execution. It cannot exist in someone who refuses to waste time, who refuses to overthink, who refuses to do anything but take action. Weakness is only possible when you allow hesitation to creep in. Kill hesitation, and you kill weakness. So what will you do now? Will you keep waiting? Keep thinking, keep dreaming while time slips through your fingers? Or will you step forward and execute like a warrior? Because in the end, only action matters. Not words, not thoughts, not plans. Action. Relentless, unstoppable action. Now go. No more waiting. No more hesitation. Do it now. Chapter 15. The war never ends. Commit to the fight for life. The journey to strength has no finish line. The war against weakness is not something you fight once and win forever. It is a battle you must wake up and face every single day. Most people fail because they believe that once they achieve a certain level of success, they can relax. They think once they reach their goal, they can stop pushing. But the moment you stop, weakness starts creeping back in. This is the brutal truth that separates the strong from the weak. The war never ends. There will never be a day when you have made it. There will never be a moment where you can sit back and say, "I am done." The second you believe you have conquered weakness, the second you think you have reached the top, you will start to decline. Complacency is the beginning of weakness. Think about the strongest warriors, the greatest champions, the most successful people in history. Did they stop once they reached the top? Number. They understood that the battle never stops. They knew that the moment they became comfortable was the moment they would start losing. That is why they kept pushing, kept evolving, kept finding new mountains to climb. Because they were not just chasing a goal, they were committed to the fight. And this is the mindset you must adopt. You are in this fight for life. You are not just trying to be strong for a moment, you are building a life of strength. You are not just pushing yourself for a single goal. You are shaping yourself into someone who never stops growing, never stops learning, never stops improving. Weakness is always waiting. It does not care how much progress you have made. It does not care how strong you have become. The moment you lower your guard, the moment you stop training, the moment you allow yourself to slip back into comfort, it will take you down. That is why you must never stop sharpening your mind, your body, your discipline. So what does this mean for you? It means that no matter how much you have achieved, you must keep pushing. If you hit a goal, set a bigger one. If you master one skill, learn another. If you reach a new level of strength, find a way to go even further. Because the strongest version of yourself is not something you become. It is something you must keep building every single day. This also means you must learn to love the fight. If you see struggle as temporary, you will always be looking for a way out. But if you understand that this is a lifelong commitment, you will stop resisting it. You will stop waiting for things to get easier, and instead, you will welcome the battle. You will embrace the process of becoming stronger, not just for a season, but for life. There will be days when you are tired. There will be moments when you doubt yourself. There will be times when everything in you wants to quit. Those are the moments that define you. The weak give in. The strong find a way to keep going. And every time you choose to fight instead of retreat, you make it harder for weakness to ever take control again. You have come too far to go back. You have built too much strength to let it go to waste. You have faced too many battles to start losing now. So make a decision right now. Decide that you are in this fight for life. Decide that you will never stop pushing, never stop evolving, never stop improving. Decide that no matter how hard it gets, you will never go back to the person you used to be, because the war never ends, and neither do you. This is your path. You fight, you grow, you conquer, and you never, ever stop. Chapter 16. Live with purpose. Turn your strength into a legacy. Strength means nothing if you don't know why you are fighting. Power is meaningless if it is not directed toward something greater. You can train your body, sharpen your mind, and destroy weakness. But if you don't have a purpose behind it all, you will eventually feel empty. That is why the final transformation is not just about building yourself. It is about using your strength to create something that lasts. Most people drift through life without direction. They wake up, go through their routine, work a job they don't care about, distract themselves with entertainment, and then repeat the cycle. They live without urgency, without passion, without any real reason to push themselves harder. And this is why so many people fall back into weakness, because they have nothing worth suffering for. But when you find your purpose, everything changes. Purpose is the ultimate fuel. It is the fire that keeps you moving forward, even when things get hard. It is the reason you wake up early, the reason you train when others are sleeping, the reason you refuse to quit. Because you are no longer just fighting for yourself. You are fighting for something bigger. So ask yourself, what is your purpose? It does not have to be something grand or complicated. It does not have to be something the world recognizes. It only has to be something that sets your soul on fire. Maybe your purpose is to be the strongest version of yourself so you can protect and lead others. Maybe your purpose is to create, to build, to inspire. Maybe your purpose is to prove to yourself that you are capable of more than anyone ever believed. Whatever it is, find it. And once you find it, commit to it with everything you have. When you have purpose, every struggle makes sense. Pain is no longer just pain. It is part of the mission. Discipline is no longer just about self-control. It is about preparing yourself for the battles ahead. Every sacrifice you make becomes an investment into something greater. But here's the truth. Purpose is not given to you. You do not wake up one day with a perfect vision of what you are meant to do. You must create it. You must take action, explore, push yourself into new experiences, and build meaning through effort. Sitting around and waiting for a purpose to reveal itself is weakness. You must go out and find it. And once you find it, you must live for it. Every choice you make, every action you take must align with your purpose. Weakness will try to pull you away. It will try to distract you with comfort, with meaningless distractions, with people who do not share your vision. Do not let it. If something does not serve your mission, eliminate it. If something is not pushing you forward, it is holding you back. A true warrior does not just fight for himself. He fights for something greater. And when you find your purpose, when you dedicate your strength to something beyond yourself, you become unstoppable. Because now, you are not just chasing success. You are building a legacy. Think about this. What will you leave behind? When your time on this earth is done, what will remain? Will you be forgotten like the millions who lived and died without ever making an impact? Or will your actions, your strength, your relentless pursuit of greatness leave a mark that lasts beyond your lifetime? This is the final stage of true power. Not just destroying weakness, not just building strength, but turning that strength into something meaningful, something that inspires others to rise, something that carries on long after you are gone. This is your mission now. Live with purpose. Fight with purpose. Make your existence matter, because in the end, strength fades, but a legacy lasts forever. Chapter 17. Death to the old life. Rebirth as your strongest self. There comes a moment in your journey when you realize that the person you were before, your old self, your old habits, your old mindset, must die. Not slowly, not gradually, but completely and permanently. You cannot carry your weakness into the future. You cannot hold on to the past and expect to become something new. If you truly want to transform, you must bury the old version of yourself and be reborn as the strongest version of who you are meant to be. Most people never make this transformation because they are afraid to let go. They cling to old habits because they are comfortable. They hold on to old identities because change is painful. They surround themselves with the same people, live in the same patterns, and repeat the same cycles because breaking free feels too extreme. But this hesitation is exactly what keeps them stuck. Your old life is a prison. The doubts, the excuses, the procrastination, the laziness, it has all been holding you back. It has shaped the version of you that failed, the version that hesitated, the version that never reached its full potential. And as long as that version of you exists, you will always feel its pull, always hear its whispers, always be tempted to go back to your old ways. That is why you must destroy it. No more half measures. No more small changes. No more waiting. This is not about improving the old you. It is about replacing the old you. It is about making a decision that from this moment forward, you are no longer the person you were before. That weak, undisciplined, excuse-making version of yourself is gone. Dead, buried, never coming back. This is a rebirth. A rebirth into discipline. A rebirth into strength. A rebirth into absolute control over your mind, your body, and your destiny. But here's the truth. Rebirth is painful. Just like a phoenix rises from the ashes, you must go through fire before you emerge as something new. The process will be brutal. You will have to burn away every part of your old self that no longer serves you. You will have to cut off the weak habits, the distractions, the fears, the people who do not support your transformation, and you will have to do it without hesitation. You might feel resistance. Your mind will try to trick you into holding on to parts of your old self. It will whisper, "You don't have to change everything. You can still keep this one habit. You can still hold on to this comfort." But you must not listen. You must be ruthless. This is not a slow evolution. This is a radical transformation. You wake up one day and you decide, "I am no longer who I was. I do not think like the old me. I do not act like the old me. I do not live like the old me. From this moment forward, I am something entirely different. I am a new force. I am unstoppable. I am unbreakable." And once you make this decision, there is no turning back. The old life is over. The weak version of you is dead. So what does this mean in action? It means you commit to living differently. You wake up earlier, you train harder, you remove distractions, you hold yourself to an unshakable standard, you never make excuses, you never allow weakness to creep back in, you operate with a new mindset, one of absolute discipline, focus, and execution. From this moment forward, you are a different person. The version of you that wasted time, gone. The version of you that made excuses, dead. The version of you that backed down when things got hard, buried. You are reborn as your strongest self. And now, nothing can stop you. Because when you leave behind everything that made you weak, when you let go of everything that kept you stuck, when you destroy every limitation that held you back, you become unstoppable. This is not the end of your journey. This is the beginning. Welcome to your new life. Chapter 18. The final transformation. Live as a force of nature. You have burned your bridges. You have killed the old version of yourself. You have embraced pain, struggle, and discipline. You have eliminated weakness. But now, there is one final step, the ultimate transformation. You must stop being just a person and start being a force of nature. Most people walk through life as passive participants. They react to circumstances, follow the crowd, and allow the world to dictate their path. They think of themselves as individuals with limitations, doubts, and fears. But you are beyond that now. A force of nature does not ask for permission. It does not hesitate. It does not care about obstacles, challenges, or limitations. A storm does not stop because the wind is against it. A fire does not slow down because someone tells it to. A tidal wave does not ask, "Is this the right time to strike?" It moves with absolute certainty. It destroys whatever is in its way. And this is who you must become. No more playing small. No more thinking like the average person. No more questioning yourself. From this moment forward, you do not operate as an individual who is trying to improve. You operate as an unstoppable force. This means when you wake up in the morning, you do not need motivation. You do not need someone to remind you of your goals. You move because it is who you are. You execute because there is no other option. Think about the greatest warriors, the most legendary leaders, the strongest minds in history. Did they hesitate? Did they wait for the right conditions? Did they allow doubt to creep into their minds? Number. They became forces of nature, relentless, unstoppable, unshakable. The identity shift. To complete this transformation, you must shift your identity. You are no longer a person who is working on getting stronger. You are already strong. You are no longer someone who wants to be disciplined. You are already disciplined. You do not hope to be great one day. You are great right now, in this moment. Weakness cannot exist inside you because you no longer identify with it. Doubt does not enter your mind because there is no space for it. Excuses do not apply to you because you have no tolerance for them. Everything you do must reflect this identity. Your posture, your voice, the way you carry yourself, the way you move through life. There is no room for uncertainty, for smallness, for hesitation. When you walk into a room, people must feel your energy because you are no longer just a person. You are a force. What it means to live as a force of nature. You take massive action every single day, without waiting, without hesitation, without overthinking. You dominate everything you do, whether it's your work, your training, your discipline. You do it with full intensity. You never explain yourself. Weak people waste time justifying their decisions. You do what must be done. You never wait for permission. You don't ask if the time is right. You make the time right. You impose your will on the world. You are not here to fit in, to be like everyone else. You are here to leave your mark. Burn the bridges to weakness forever. The only way to fully transform is to ensure that you can never go back. Weakness is like an infection. It will try to creep back in if you allow it. It will tempt you when things get tough, whispering, "Take it easy, slow down, rest," but you must not listen. You must burn the bridges so completely that returning to your old life is impossible. This means never letting excuses enter your mind. If you hear yourself making one, shut it down instantly. Never allowing weak people to influence you. Cut them off. Their energy is poison. Never tolerating mediocrity. In yourself, in your work, in anything you do. If it is not at the highest level, you fix it or eliminate it. Never lowering your standards for anyone. You are not here to fit in. You are here to conquer. Your time is now. You did not come this far to slow down. You did not go through pain, suffering, and transformation just to settle. You are not like everyone else. You do not think like them. You do not act like them. You are a force of nature now. So act like it. Move forward with absolute certainty. Dominate every aspect of your life. Execute with relentless power. From this moment forward, there is no turning back, no slowing down, no hesitation. The world will either respect your strength or be destroyed by it. Now go. Unstoppable, unbreakable, unapologetic. This is who you are now. Nothing and no one will ever stop you again. You have come to the end of this book, but this is not the end of your journey. This is the beginning. The beginning of a new life. The beginning of a new identity. The beginning of the most powerful, disciplined, and unstoppable version of yourself. The old you, the one that hesitated, that made excuses, that let fear control them, is gone. The weak version of yourself that you once tolerated, that you once allowed to dictate your choices, that you once thought was part of who you were, is dead. You have burned the bridges to your past. You have eliminated every excuse, every weakness, every limitation. There is no going back. Now there is only forward. You are no longer just a person. You are a force. You are no longer someone who waits, who hopes, who dreams without action. You execute. you take what is yours. You move through life with absolute certainty, never retreating, never surrendering, never stopping. You do not fear struggle, because struggle is now your ally. You do not fear pain, because pain is your fuel. You do not fear failure, because failure is just another step toward dominance. Everything that once held you back, fear, doubt, hesitation, now exists only as a reminder of what you have conquered. This is your new standard. You wake up with discipline, no more snoozing, no more waiting for motivation. You move because movement is who you are. You train your mind and body relentlessly, no more weakness, no more skipping workouts, no more soft thinking, no more hesitation. You take full responsibility for everything in your life, no more blaming others, no more excuses, no more waiting for permission. You surround yourself with strength, no more weak influences, no more tolerating mediocrity, no more wasting time with those who are not on your level. You never stop growing. No more comfort zones, no more stagnation, no more thinking that you've made it. The war never ends. You fight every day. And now, the final truth. You are limitless. The only limits that ever existed were the ones you placed on yourself. And now that you have destroyed them, nothing stands in your way. From this moment forward, your life is yours to dominate. Your mind is yours to control. Your strength is yours to build. No one else dictates your fate. You do. So, what happens now? That's up to you. You can close this book, let everything you've read fade into a distant memory, and return to the person you were before. Or you can take this knowledge, this energy, this fire that has been lit inside you, and turn it into action. But if you have made it this far, if you have truly absorbed every word, then you already know there is no choice. You will rise. You will conquer. You will never stop. This is your new life. Weakness is dead. Power is your destiny. Now go. Be relentless. Be ruthless. Be unstoppable.